This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma, and Lynn Mak joins us from the news desk with more, I suppose, on the continuing feud between our favourite countries, China and the United States. Yes. So Alibaba founder Jack Ma has backtracked on some of his early claims that the company would help create 1 million jobs in America. What's the story there?
As with many things nowadays, it comes back to the U.S.-China trade war.
Yay.
So Jack Ma told China's Xinhua News Agency that there's no way to complete the promise. And it's not really surprising. This comes after some comments he made at Alibaba's Investor Day that the trade tensions could continue for decades. So his original pledge was that through Alibaba's online marketplace, U.S. businesses would be able to access Chinese customers, therefore helping them to grow and hire more workers. But that idea was based on strong U.S.-China relations. So, I mean, it feels like we've been talking about the trade war for a long time. But if you look back through the archives around the time that Jack Ma was met with Trump last year, I mean, Ant Financial Services announced plans to acquire MoneyGram. Trump and Xi Jinping were kind of agreeing to talk to diplomatic talks. So there were some kind of uneasy rumblings. So in August 2017, Trump ordered the investigation of Chinese trade practices, citing unfair treatment of U.S. companies. But there wasn't really much indication yet that it was going to blow up into tariffs worth $250 billion and $110 billion imposed by the U.S. and China, respectively.
Right. And Alibaba, and by extension, of course, U.S. businesses, would not have benefited from China's plans to open up its economy if not for the trade war.
They would have benefited.
Oh, sorry, they would have benefited, yes.
Actually, yes. So this is because, obviously, China is the second largest economy in the world by nominal GDP, the largest by purchasing power parity as well. And there's been a Bloomberg report quoting sources that about China's plans to cut average tariff rates on imports from the majority of its trading partners as soon as next month. So China's current average tariff rate is 9.8%, so that's a little bit higher than many developed economies. The U.S.'s average tariff rate is, I think, about 3.4%. There are no details yet on how much they want to bring it down to. And this is in line with a long-held goal to boost Chinese imports. They're trying to basically stimulate domestic consumption to support a slowing economy, and they've already made a number of similar tariff cuts in July on a range of consumer goods. So on this report, some analysts are saying that China is sending a message. They're going to keep opening up and reforming no matter how the trade war goes. It's a gesture more than anything, I guess.
It's all about gestures in Chinese culture. It's a very important thing. Moving on to Bursa stocks, I saw some news about Nova MSC. How did they do today?
So Nova MSC's subsidiary bagged a 4.7 million ringgit contract from the Urban Redevelopment Authority of Singapore. They're going to provide maintenance support for an intelligent code checking system, which was quite interesting, actually. It apparently automates the checking process for 3D BIM building plans, cutting down the process of manual GFA calculation to hours instead of weeks. They closed down 5.7% at 16 sen.
Lynn, thank you for coming in. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.